Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. On behalf of everybody at HeritageRadioNetwork.com, we'd like to send a special thank you to the Hearst Ranch, our biggest supporter and longest-running sponsor since we first started in 2009. Hearst Ranch is the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. Since 1865, the Hearst family has raised cattle on the rich, sustainable native grasslands of the Central California coast. The result is beef with extraordinary flavor that's as memorable and natural as the surrounding landscape. For more information, visit www.hearstranch.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard. While we sing our song. Rub, 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 play and sing along.
Hey everybody, this is Alessandra Maria, your host of Growing Good. Once again, the parenting show on Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting out of Roberta's Restaurant in Bushwick, Brooklyn. We have the very talented new mommy, not so new mommy, 13-month baby mommy, Annie Hart of the very popular band Arvar Simone here with us. Hey, Annie.
Hi, Alessandra.
You're looking beautiful today.
So are you.
Right now, it's just another one of those days on Growing Good. We've got baby Henry with his daddy right beyond our station's window pane. Annie's sitting here all set up to give us a, one-of-a-kind experience today.
It's definitely one of a kind.
Yeah, definitely one of a kind, just for us, just for our audience. She's got her keyboard, she's got her loop pedals, thanks to our producer Carlos for making it all happen with all the patchwork. So Annie, Arvar Simone, wow, there's so much to talk about. Yeah, you guys are just have been around for how many years now?
I think we've been around since 2003 or 2004.
2003, so yeah, so that's a chunk of change. And I met Annie through her bandmate, Erica Spring, who's so amazing. Erica was at my baby shower.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
She's so amazing. She gave me incense and I was like, thanks. And she also actually gave me a cooking book about cooking healthy for your family, which was like kind of like foreshadowing to this radio show, because it was about a year before I even got involved in food processing for babies.
That's
so it was
amazing.
Really cool. Yeah. So I saw on your site that you guys are writing a new record.
Yeah, we are. We've been working on a record. We worked on it all summer. And then our third bandmate, Heather D'Angelo, she's in school right now up at Columbia. So we kind of have to work while she's on breaks.
Right.
So we worked all summer and then we worked.
But that's amazing because you also have been working around your pregnancy and you're giving birth.
Yeah, I toured during my pregnancy.
No.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it wasn't as strenuous as our normal tours, but it was really funny because between soundcheck and the show, I'm sure you relate to this, but I fell asleep every night.
Oh my gosh. How far along were you on tour?
I think I toured up until 7 months.
Are you kidding me? Why are there no pictures of this online?
I mean, there must be somewhere,
right?
Oh my
gosh. I mean, you look, but you're so tall and skinny. Did you not gain a lot of weight?
I gained like 45 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
My midwife said,
skinny girls get beat up. That's so amazing. I did not know that, Annie. Where did you go?
We toured California. We did like a West Coast tour and East Coast tour. When I was about 4 months pregnant and just starting to show, we did this special performance with Air in Paris.
Love
we like
Air.
Learned their songs and they learned our songs and we played as a super group. It was one of the most amazing musical moments of my life.
You are like a pregnant superhero on tour with her gorgeous friends, and I'm sure you were still wearing the dresses and the lace and like the whole thing.
I was. It definitely, the funny thing about going on tour is, if for all the pregnant ladies who are going to go on tour, make sure you bring a variety of sizes of clothing, because it ended up
changes.
I had to just wear one dress for the rest of the tour after having like many options.
The sacrifices
for the first
we make. The sacrifices. Well, for those of you who don't know, Arvar Simone is a three lady outfit. And they all play keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
And you started as a cover. You started as like a cover band.
Yeah.
But then obviously evolved and have put out records. And Most recently, and it's not that recently, actually. I mean, from the last thing that I know, you put out a record on David Lynch's label?
No. What happened with that? We actually ended up going in October to Paris to play his nightclub that he just opened.
Oh, okay. That's
which is what I read online. Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And that was really fun. There's this nightclub called Silencio, which I guess is literally a club. And we played this show. It's really insanely beautiful. He designed it.
Oh, wow. What's it called?
Silencio.
Oh, Silencio. Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's well. And if anybody's going out to Paris, so that's cool.
Yeah.
But everybody can find your records online.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they're all on iTunes.
They are on iTunes, everything. Or Amazon.
And of course,
whatever.
You can like our Simone's Facebook page. And we'll talk a little bit about Annie's future. And before she starts playing, I just wanted to ask her to introduce her little miracle to us. That's a little tradition.
Oh, yeah. This is Henry. His hands are pressed up against the glass right now.
So
he's
cute.
Smiling at us.
And Henry's 13 months old.
He's 13 months.
And what's Henry up to these days? Oh. How long has he been walking?
He started walking at his first birthday party. Our friend Joe taught him. It was amazing.
And so I'm sure you like write and you create at home. How is that having him around you? Does he totally understand what you're doing?
Well, it used to be really easy because he would just be relaxed and fall asleep, you know, before he was mobile. It would be so easy to play when he was around. And then he started wanting to play himself, which is really cute. And it's really fun to have him play with you.
I know, but at the same time, you can't get work done.
Yeah.
That's how I am with the computer, with the radio show. Like, Wally does not want to let me research on the computer.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, but still, it's amazing, and he's taking that all in, and he's seeing he's going to watch his mom right now give us a live musical performance. How many songs are you going to do for us?
Well, I only have two prepared, and
okay.
I'm going to be honest, I wrote them last night.
Amazing.
So
great.
It's good. How long should I play? Because they're loops, so they could go a long time.
However you want. There's the clock, so, you know, do whatever you want.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to you a little bit more after, so, you know, let's just go. This is Annie Hart, and we're so happy to have her on Growing Good, and she's going to be giving you a live performance now, one of a kind.
Thank you.
was amazing, Annie.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for writing that for us. I feel like you got you need to team up with like a Sofia Coppola movie.
That would be awesome.
That would be so awesome.
Hey, Sophia, can you have me be part of your film?
Let her make it. No, but I noticed online, I mean, another amazing thing about you girls is that, like, you're constantly, like, in the publishing world and your music is all over, you know, and that's just so amazing because that's really how you can make a living making your music these days.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people can say things about the internet being a problem for bands. Usually on major labels,
right, who
downloading the music for free. But I feel like for smaller bands like us, it's really a boon because so many people are exposed to your music and so many music supervisors know who you are. And you have a lot more opportunities than you would before. I mean, I'm sure in the past, if I had been working my day job and doing my band, it would just maybe be some band I did on the weekends. And now it's become my life. And I really am grateful for that. And I think the commercial music industry and film industry is, I have to thank for that.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it's just, I mean, and of course touring is always awesome too, and doing your merch and getting to the locals, but it's it's amazing that you guys have an equilibrium of both.
Yeah,
and that's really so great. And it's so great that you guys are just maintained friends, like you're saying, your other bandmates getting her masters and you're having babies. And I know that Erica just put out like a single 7-inch baby to fill in a little part of her world, and it's just so beautiful to bring children into that environment.
It really is. And I think Heather and Erica are such a great support network for me and for Henry. I mean, they just spoil him like crazy.
Really?
And it's so nice. It's just so nice to see how happy people get when I bring him. And I think that's another really nice thing about having a kid is, like, in general, whenever you bring a baby somewhere, it just lights up people's lives.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Well, I have to tell you guys, though, for those that you can't see Henry, he is such a good baby, and he's just this beautiful, like, blonde haired blue eyed like baby that's just, look, he just came in here right away and he just knew what was up. So I mean, that obviously has to do with you guys, the mommy and the daddy. They're playing right now. And Henry's dad is also in music. He's a drummer. So, I mean, he's obviously not put off by you continuing doing all of this with the baby.
And actually, Doug and I also play in a band together called Purse Snatchers.
Oh, wow. That's
but
awesome.
The biggest problem with that is getting a babysitter for while you have band practice. Because if you're in your own band, you can switch off. But when you have a band together, it's kind of impossible.
So tell us a little bit about your pregnancy again before we go into your other song. Like, was it a happy experience? Did you have a hospital birth or a home birth?
I had a hospital birth, and that was the worst experience of my life.
Oh,
it was really terrible. And I think a lot of it had to do with one of the midwives I had not met before.
So you kind of tried to mix the worlds. You had a midwife and you went to the hospital together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was a team of midwives, and the three who I had met were amazing.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the team.
And I mean, they rotate, you know, and so they were so great. But the one that I had overnight was one of
not
the worst people I've ever met in my life. She was so
terrible.
Rude. She didn't say hello
when
I came
in. My midwife was my mother.
Yeah,
it was like me and my mom. And what's really funny is that I don't think I ever told my audiences is that I think that she, you know, obviously she, you don't get to watch yourself do it. You know what I mean? Because you're lying down. So her watching it, like, she told me afterwards that she almost like passed out like a couple times and was like trying so hard to be strong for me. And I mean, she's old school traditional Italian. So I don't think that she would have ever thought that in her life that this experience would have been happening, you know?
Yeah. Did she give birth to other kids?
Yeah, I have three kids. Yeah, but no. I'm just saying she acted like my midwife.
Oh,
because she was just there every step of the way.
So you were in the hospital together.
And she was my partner. Mm-hmm. And we did the 15 hours together.
So sweet.
And then she got, you know, the whole thing. She was just like, but she told me afterwards that she was like, I can't believe you made me do this. It's an intense thing to watch, you know?
It's so intense. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that you didn't have a good experience.
No, but my pregnancy was amazing.
Right.
The recovery was great. You know, obviously, there's getting used to being woken up every 2 hours is insane. And I used to complain about being on tour and only getting like 5 or 6 hours of sleep a night. And now that seems like a luxury.
But that makes us like superheroes, though, too, now, because I'm just like, sleep? What? Doesn't even matter. Let's do this. So what's going on with Henry in the kitchen? Is he started salads, obviously.
Oh, yeah. He is the best eater. I really am a big advocate of the ignoring method of parenting, meaning ignoring the bad behavior and ignoring fussiness.
Yeah. Me too. Like if Wally's having a fit, I walk away.
Just walk away or just don't look at him. And, you know, obviously you want to make sure your kid's not going to like fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
But so as far as eating, when he throws things on the floor or pushes stuff away, I just take the tray away or I just look away.
That's really smart.
And in exchange, in general, he is just the best eater ever. He'll eat anything. His favorite food is spinach and sardines.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Sardines? How strange. How did you even figure that out?
Hanging out with Swedish people.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I know, I'm having a difficulty right now too. Wally is going through this phase where he'll eat with everybody but me.
I think a lot of kids go through that
phase.
And
I'm just like, but why? And then, I talked to a pediatrician about it, and she's like, well, you know what? Like, you really can't get into the habit of running around, like, with your kids being like, eat this, which is kind of what I was doing, or, like, leaving plates of food out, because I was actually contemplating this week, because that actually apparently shifts your child's focus. You want to maintain the ritual of, like, this is where you eat, and blah, blah. And so I had been kind of breaking that focus for him, and so we were having a little bit of a problem. And the minute that I brought the direction back to where he usually eats, we have like a lobster claw on a counter. Yeah, now it's been better, but I was like running around with him for food, and apparently that's not a good vibe. Don't run after your kids with the food, because it'll make them like not want
to
do it.
I haven't been able to do this, but I heard the best thing is to have a schedule.
Yeah,
you know, feed them when they wake up, 2 hours later, nap time, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then if they don't eat at that meal time, just take the food away and they'll be hungry for 2 hours.
No, but I just found out about this. You're right. And I was like, but I'm sitting there being like, he didn't eat anything. And like, but that's exactly what I'm talking about, the focus. So that's what I learned this week, is that, yeah, basically if they don't eat breakfast, you don't feed them till lunch, and then they'll learn, and then the day after they'll probably make sure they to eat their breakfast.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
so hard to do that though, because so they're like, hard. You're my baby and I want you to
and the
not
hardest
be
one for me is the nighttime, because if he doesn't eat a lot at dinner, I mean, in general, we always give him cereal before bed because he's so hungry all the time. We don't want him waking
up
17,000 times. But I'm afraid that now he's eating so much more and more cereal right before he goes to bed, and he's becoming a worse eater at dinner. Like, he's not eating as much.
I know. It's the same thing with me.
Catch 22.
I know. And then we're going to start playing games like 3 bites and you can get up. And that's just so out of my comfort zone, because I don't like the whole ultimatum with parenting. Like what you were saying, I'm not going to do the whole reward punishment thing. So
I know, because it just makes them crave that attention.
Yeah, and just in life, I don't want him to like treat others that way, or base his relationships or even his work ethic or his morals.
Yeah, seriously.
If you think about it. Yeah,
they,
I know, but it's hard
really
because you want them to freaking eat.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for another song?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. This is Annie Hart from Marvar Simone on Growing Good.
This one's an instrumental.
Thank you.
was so beautiful. That was such an amazing composition. Thank you, Annie.
Oh,
that was like, I wanted to like take a road trip on the one.
I kind of...
Up the coast. And just like listen to that over and over again.
I don't know if you, as a musician, when I was on tour, I kind of just stopped listening to music. I hated music and because I heard it all the time.
I know. It's like I feel like I can't put on the same records anymore. It's true. I don't even think I listen to that much music. That's why it's so nice to just listen to that right now.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. And then after I stopped listening to music, I started listening to only ragas. Because I got really into droning and I got really into that droney sound. And when I was giving birth to Henry, we had this playlist that was basically Stars of the Lid. Do you know that band? It's like a lot of droning.
That's so,
a lot of psychedelic droning.
That's like the soothing sound, like, you know, white noise for babies. That must have been great for Henry.
Yeah, I think he really enjoyed it in the womb. So now when I'm playing, all I want to play is one chord.
Yeah.
And just listen to the chord.
It certainly didn't sound like it. It was like so many, well, I mean, the layering and just like, but just the emotion too. And it's just like, it's kind of like an extension of you, like even sitting here and with you and your energy and like your beauty. It's just like kind of like I could see you being like 18 again or something,
yeah.
You know? So, so nice. Or falling in love or like being kissed for the first time. I just like really love it.
Yeah. And that song has a retro feel. So,
yeah, I could definitely see how you and Air, how they dug you. I mean, how that collaborative would have happened.
Oh my gosh. They have the best keyboards ever. And they're so generous with them. They just let.
Yeah. Let's talk about Annie's setup right now. It's like a little Casio.
This is actually not the same exact Casio, but I rebought on eBay the first one I had ever played.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a little like tiny one. And then she's got, of course, the Memory Man, which is like the best, and the Loop Station.
Mm-hmm. A Christmas gift from Doug.
Oh,
best thing ever.
Sweet.
I've been craving one for about 2 years.
I know you can do so much of it with that.
Yeah, I'm still getting the hang of it, but it's really...
It's a band.
I love it. Yeah.
It's a band in a box.
Yeah. I want to get really good at it so that Avoir Simone can do a lot of live looping at concerts.
That would be great for you guys. So let's talk about future concerts. So have you thought about, are you going to bring Daddy and Baby with? I mean, the first time you were pregnant, but now you've got your tribe. What's going to happen?
Yeah. I don't know.
On the road.
The thing is, I feel like you need a bus in order to do that.
Yeah.
It's not fair to a kid to have them be in a car seat for 7-8 hours a day.
It's not fair
to adults, but
when
it's
I
really
did a weekend
not fair
with
to
Wilco, they had like he had a bus for the family and then a bus for the band, and it really worked out. And the kids were so cute; they must have been like 4 and 2 at the time, and they had their like airplane headphones on, and they were just totally knew what was going on. But then they had that downtime.
Yeah, that sounds expensive.
I know.
What is a bus? Like $1,000 a day?
If there's anybody that can do it, you girls can. But no, but seriously, so what do you think you're going to do?
I mean, I think for short tours, definitely take it as it comes. For short tours, leave him at home. But then longer tours, yeah, either have them in for a few days. It's just so hard when you're with someone
I know, but
all
it's
the time.
Be so hard to leave.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Like
those things. I would just
when I'm away from him for an hour.
I'm missing him right now. Like watching Henry. No, seriously, like watching you and watching Henry through the door. Like I'm just like, where's Wally? So it is so hard.
It's so hard. I can't even imagine being away from him for a week.
I know, but
it's
at the same time,
hours.
It's just part. It's just, you know, part of it all. Like just maintaining and being a family.
Yeah.
And, you know, being. You know, you gotta love yourself to love. So that's gonna be good. This is Alessandra. Thanks so much, Annie.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody out there, go and download some Avoir Simone, and also just keep up to stats. I mean, I saw that you do so much. You were just on the Martha Stewart show. What was that about? You can watch a clip of Annie Hart and Martha Stewart making decorative wine stoppers on the Avoir Simone Facebook page.
It was really fun. My friend works there.
They were like, you're perfect.
Yeah.
So go and download some Avoir Simone. Have a great day. Let's get through this winter. Spring is right around the corner. We love you so much. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, Annie.
Thanks, Alessandra.
Bye-bye.
Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard. While we sing our song.
Rub, 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 rub. Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.